Hello.
Hi, Harry. It's Gail at Lars. No worries. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, was it something I said?
No. I'm literally like getting changed right now and talking at the same time. It's funny.
Oh my gosh. They have got you running. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad to hear that you haven't done any advertising yet. There are a couple things out there that I hear all the time are just not helpful, and I'd love to get you started off on the right foot. So let's take a look here. Now, I'm assuming you haven't filed for your Google Business Profile yet, have you?
No. I started filling it one out. I don't even know if I'm filling out the right thing.
Okay.
And, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I know the Google Business Profile can be confusing, especially they've added a lot to it. It used to be Google My Business, and then they rebranded it as Google Business Profile, and it did get a little bit confusing because they added, well, they beefed it up is what they did.
Right.
And no problem there. That's actually something that we can get going for you, and we don't charge for that. And Google doesn't charge for the listing. So we'll actually get that listing going for you and help you get it verified. And then once it's verified, we'll do all of the programming on it so that it is everything that Google needs. So you've got a lot of services that you offer. That's awesome. So
yeah,
I'm just looking at your Yelp page. So what we'll be able to do is we can use all of those services that you have listed there as keywords so that when anyone is searching for any of those services, you'll pop up right in the map section right at the top, and then they can click and call you directly. And so we don't filter or screen those calls at all, and they all, of course, go directly to you, and they are unlimited. We don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. Do you have a logo yet, Harry?
I have my business card logo. I mean, you can see it'll be on, it might be on the Yelp page.
Let me see. Is it like a snapshot of your business card or?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can use that, or if you'd like, we can design a logo for you too, and we don't charge for that either. You'll have several options that you can choose from. We'll design several for you, and then you can choose from those or pick elements from each of them and let us know what you'd like. Now, are you going to just take a leap and go full time all at once, or are you gonna gradually?
Hold on 1 second. I'm just gonna start my truck. If I do lose you, can you call me right back? Because I have my headphones in. I'm just gonna start my truck. Mm-hmm. I talk through my car. Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Hello.
I've got you. You're still there.
Still here.
I know that's. I always lose people that way too when my truck connects, goofs me right up.
So you were asking me. I basically just want to get on Google right now. I don't want to do like any crazy package right now at this moment, just because this is what's happening. Like I have to get through this winter right now. Like for me to start a business at this point in time is going to be tough to get like a lot of clients because it's winter time. So I basically just want to get shown on Google, and if I do get calls periodically, like I'll be able to do them like on the weekends and stuff. Like I don't want to go with a crazy package like at this time. Like I don't know what you guys have available.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that because it does tell me what's going to work out best for you. And there are a lot of options. So later on when you want to grow more, just let us know and we can talk about what other options are. But for right now, just getting you on Google, let me take a look here. Being that you're new in business, right?
Yeah. I've been paying for a long time, but I just recently opened his company up. So I want people to know that I am, like, you know, I don't want to say I just opened recently.
I'm an
experienced painter, you know?
You bet, absolutely. And tell me, how long have you been painting, Harry?
Probably 10, 11 years now.
Okay, perfect. And so that actually gives me a couple of options. So because the listing is open today and we're filling it today, we have options for credits, discounts that we can apply that are good for today. And being that you've got the experience that you have, I could classify you as a established business. We call it a legacy, or as new in business. So I'm going to play with both promo codes and see which one gets you the best deal.
Okay.
I definitely don't want you on retail. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It's never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it, but definitely not click fees or call fees or lead fees. And it's on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just, we don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which is what we're supposed to do, then we have no need to lock you into a lengthy contract. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, no, it sounds good. So basically, I could do whatever I want. If I wanted to do a month contract, I didn't like it, I could stop it if I wanted to.
You can, you can cancel at any time. Absolutely.
Right.
So let me get retail pulled up here for Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to play with some promo codes and see where we land. Okay, so normal retail is at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup, but let me try these two codes here and see. Okay, so the legacy gets you down to $249, but let me try the other one. Okay, good. So the new in business actually got you down the lowest. It was $50 lower than the legacy. So that's good news. So that will bring your monthly down to $199. And either of the codes took $200 off of your setup. So that's $99 then. So the $99 setup is a one-time only. You'll never see it or hear from it again. Even if, let's say during the winter, maybe you need to pause for a month or two, you're welcome to do that. And there's no reinitiation or start back up fee or anything. So that $99 is a one-time. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And actually, right about when we disconnected there, my tech had answered me back. We do have openings over on our tech department, so that means I can offer you a website as well. And we don't charge for that. We'll build, host, and maintain your website for you. And it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for your company. And, of course, you'll have final say in what it looks like, what goes on there, what doesn't. Although we'll write the content for you, so you don't have to worry about that. And then we'll also build it so it's Google compliant and optimized right from the start. That's going to help amp your visibility as well. And then we also get you out to all of the directories, the popular ones, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Better Business Bureau, up to about 60 different destinations that will get you listed to. Yelp, of course, you're already on, so we won't mess with that one. And then, of course, you'll have people calling you directly right from their search when they search for you on Google.
Let me ask you this question real quick. So today, can I do the $99 setup fee today and not do anything else today? Is that possible?
Unfortunately, I have to take both. I would have to do the first month and the $99 setup to secure the listing.
Right. So what would that total be?
$298 is what it would come to.
$298.
that going to be doable for you?
I mean, it's just the whole thing is I just, it's just like the timing right now. I want to get on Google just to get on there, you know what I mean, in case people look me up, but I'm not really going to use, like, because I'm so busy as it is right this second.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Let me see if there are any other, I'm going to dig a little deeper here, see if I can come up with any other codes that might save you a little bit more. I should mention to you, too, your monthly rate, even though we're discounting it today, as long as we sell it today, you're locked in at that rate for life. So it won't, it's not like a promotional number that's going to go up later on. You'll actually be locked in right there. Let me see. Oh, my gosh, it's October. Okay, let me try this, Harry. I forgot it's October. I keep forgetting, actually. I'm still looking for April, to tell you the truth. But it is...
No.
I don't know where they went. But somewhere out here, we have a breast cancer awareness or breast cancer support code. Let me see if I can find that little stinker. There it is. Let me punch it in there and see what it does. Well, hey, it saves you another $50 a month. That puts you down to $149, Harry. And that's actually, it's telling me it's tapped out. It won't allow any more promo codes. So you're at the bottom. That's perfect. I love that. Okay, I'm glad we went looking. So then you would be locked in at the $149. So then it would be $248 today with the setup fee to secure the listing. And that gets your website done too.
Okay, so I'm going to do it, but how long is everything going to take on this end right now? I mean, like to do, like to set up everything.
So I'll need about 15 or 20 minutes to gather information from you. I'll want to go through, make sure I've got company spelling right and all of that. Do you have that
now? Yeah, I have that. Let's just do it right now. The whole thing is the website. Right. I would love to do that too, but I'm probably just not going to have the time to do it today. Like, could I be able to do it tomorrow?
Oh, no worries. So I will actually set you up with an onboarding call. And we'll do that at your earliest convenience. I know you're super busy, so it might be hard, but that call is with your technician. I'll actually be on the call to start with you and your technician. And they'll go through quality control, one more check to make sure I got everything right, and then talk about website, what goes on your website, things like that. So we've got some flexibility with that. We just don't like to, we don't like to take your money and then not do that call right away, because that's where, right after that call is where we really roll our sleeves up and get to work. So we don't believe in the lazy approach. We like to get working on it.
Right.
All right. Now, is Harry short for something, Harold, maybe?
No, that's my real name, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then I don't need digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use, does your middle initial appear?
Let me see.
I know, I never know. I have to look every time. And what is that?
Jay.
What is it?
Joseph.
All right. And what's your last name, please, Harry?
Frey, F-R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. And you pronounce it Frey.
I say Frey. I mean, a lot of people say Fry. But
yeah,
I was
going to say, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I graduated with some fries, and they spelled it the same way. So, interesting.
Right.
Interesting. All right, and what's your email address, Harry?
Okay, so my business email address is rushbrothers101@yahoo.com.
101@yahoo. And do you have access to that email now?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails. really, we just need to know for now if they make it to you. The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. That's an area on our system where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting. Lots of other functions you can do there too, but I'm going to let your tech walk you through that in order to save time now, because I know you need to get going. So I'm going to go as quickly as I can for you. Let's see. Okay. And then the second one is going to be the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have all of that in writing, except without typos. My fingers decided to get clumsy for a minute. Let's see.
9,350 square feet. Take this. It's nothing. It's light.
Good. You're invited to fit on the job, though.
Yeah.
And then Harry is 570-445-5118. Of course, it's your cell phone. Is that also your business number?
Yes. As of right now, yeah.
Perfect. I have an option for you that might help you out with that too. And then I've got brush and then the and symbol roll brothers painting.
What'd you say? What were you saying again? Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I've got for company name, brush, and then the and symbol roll brothers painting. Is there an ink or an LLC? LLC. Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. And let me see if your address is over here. 426 Mulberry Street, Suite 306.
Yeah.
Is that like a mailbox? I don't think mailboxes, et cetera, exist anymore, but a UPS post office box thing?
Right, yeah. It's like a lock and key one.
Okay, is that where you receive your credit card billing?
Yes. Actually got that address as my home based office. I got that license and everything.
Okay. I think that'll be all right. Typically, and I'm going to leave this for our tech, to check on. Typically, Google won't take, like UPS mailboxes, address for your Google business profile. So we may need to use your home address, but since
that is my home address though.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I completely misunderstood you. Thank you.
Yeah. I had to set up my home address right now as a home based office too. So, I mean, I got a license as that. So just have everything legit. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, they don't care about that. In fact, most service-based businesses these days are working from home. There's no need usually to get an expensive office space or showroom space. Let's see. And are you by chance a bilingual shop?
No.
Okay, no problem. And I'm grabbing some links. I'm going to grab your
yellow.
Yeah,
we're not.
You know, I keep planning to learn Spanish, and I keep not getting around to it. It just seems so daunting.
Yeah. We had a guy that worked my other company, and I wish we would have had him with us, but he is, like, really good with Spanish. Well, maybe we'll see if maybe we'll get him back one day from where he's at. He was at the old company we're working with, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all of these services that you've got listed on Yelp, I assume I can just pull all of those over and.
Oh, yep.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do that here real quick. That'll make that a lot easier, and it'll save you and I some time.
Right.
There we go. Get him in the right spot, though. Okay. And then let's go ahead and take a look at your calendar and see what we can do for your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. and you won't need to be in front of a computer. So today is, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, today is shot. Tomorrow we've got a 10 o'clock.
It has to be done on a computer?
No, you don't need to be in front of a computer. Nope. Let's see, so 10 o'clock, noon, 1, 2, 4, 5.
How about Saturday or Sunday?
Closed both days, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But we can,
the next couple days.
Well, we can go as late as 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
I mean, I could just talk to him right after this, right? No matter what I'm doing, I could just put my phones on and still talk to him.
Let's see. Today, unfortunately, our tech is booked solid the rest of the day today, so we would be looking at tomorrow or Friday.
Friday, what time, you think? What's your time, Friday?
We've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. going through 6 p.m.
So maybe let's try to do it at 6 p.m. Just because if I go to New York, I know we have to leave there by like a certain time, so.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Yeah. So maybe just let's just play by 6 o'clock on Friday.
You got it.
Hopefully that works out.
I mean, and if you do need to reschedule, just let us know. It happens. We know you've got paying work to attend to too.
Right.
Okay, let me grab that time, and I'm going to build that appointment real quick. And oh, did those two emails make it to you, Harry? Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Grab a couple things here. So much copy and paste. Once I get it verified with you, though, I don't like to change it. I don't like to retype. Otherwise, that's where typos happen. Okay, perfect. So I've got another email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. And when that one arrives, it'll be a calendar appointment. If you could please open that up, and then there's a yes, no, maybe option.
Say Friday, October 28th from 3 to 4 o'clock.
Oh, your calendar. Okay. It must be that your calendar isn't set, because it's reading my time zone. So
okay.
It is, I do have it scheduled for 6 o'clock your time. Unfortunately,
okay, so just keep it like that. See, if it doesn't happen like that, it doesn't happen like that. But I will try to make it happen, you know what I mean?
You got it. You got it.
Should I just put yes then?
Please, if you would. And then you'll get a reminder also an hour before, so time zone difference. Oh, well, it will still show up. Yeah, okay. I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
Let me see if that updated over here. Perfect. Thank you, Harry. And then do you have a Facebook business page?
Not yet. That's another thing I have to do, so.
No worries. Okay.
I didn't want to do that yet because the guy I work for right now, I haven't told him that I open my own business and that I'm not leaving yet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like I have to do the Google thing eventually. So, set it up right now. I don't know if I get a ton of work, then it might also be worth it to do it right now. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know what could happen.
Well, and I think, you're right, keeping that on the down low, Facebook would definitely give it away, especially since you probably...
I probably have a stroke in the same move, so...
Right. Google, you might fly under the radar for a little while.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely, I think that's a dead giveaway on Facebook.
Right.
And, Harry, I just sent you one text message.
Yeah,
that one is, that's a link to information on the call tracking feature. and whenever you're able to look at it or never to, that's all right. And then the next text I'm sending over is my contact information. I want you to have me. Good. I want you to have me in your phone. I am and will remain the lead on your account, although you will usually talk with your technician more than me, but I am always here. If you ever have problems, especially unresolved ones, let me know. I'm the dog you want in that hunt.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I'm also sending you customer service contact. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. So you can put them in your phone, too.
Okay.
And I hope you're all right with me talking as fast as I am. I feel like I'm being
rude. Oh, no, yeah. No,
okay,
no, you're good.
You're
good?
Okay, good, good. I know you Eastern PA folks tend to talk pretty quick, too, like New York.
Oh,
folks,
yeah.
So
right. We're always on
the good. I know. I'm in good company. But I grew up in Wisconsin, and I grew up talking fast. And I moved to Colorado, and they talk slow. And it drove me crazy to begin with because I'm like, hurry up and spit it out of your mouth already. Drove me nuts.
Right.
So it's kind of fun being able to talk fast again.
That's how it is with my work, though. It's just never ending, never stopping.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it sounds like you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right, and then I've got an optional item for you, Harry. There's no additional charge for it. It's included in all of our packages. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and the app itself has its own unique phone number. So you can send and receive calls through the app, and it would install on your existing phone so you don't have to get a different phone. But it's a way to keep your personal and your business separate, but on the same
phone. Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. I thought that might work out for you, too. And so I'll send you a link for that one, and I put you down for a yes. This one, though, I'm sending a link to an application. It's at the tail end of beta testing, and since it's still in beta, our customer service department isn't handling it. Our tech, or they're techies, yes, but design team, our programming team has it.
Right.
So they're asking everybody just to fill out a quick application so that they've got all of your info since they're on a different system than we are. And then with that Splash app too, you get unlimited phone numbers. So let's say you hire John Doe as an employee and you want to be able to interact with him, or you want him to be able to interact with clients, but you don't want him poaching your clients later on by having them having his cell phone number. He can use the app with its own unique number on your system. And if you ever have to get rid of John Doe, just tell us, we'll remove him from your system immediately, and he'll be cut off from the rest of the world. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay.
The whole thing is, I'm thinking is I got business cards made with my personal number now, so I probably just have to switch them, right, or something like that.
Yeah, yep, you would. At least it's only business cards, though. I've had guys that had all their truck lettering done, and they wanted the app but couldn't do it because of all of that. They had so much into it. All right. And then for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I guess text for now.
You got it. And then what should we show as your hours of operation?
8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And do you want to do Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Got it. And then did you want, again, no additional charge, do you want payment integration on your website? So Zelle, Cash App, PayPal,
I'll do all that too. I actually have a credit card machine too I just bought.
Oh, cool.
PNC Bank. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a Clover.
Okay.
So I could swipe someone's credit card or put their chip in a thing. I could manually put it in there.
Oh, nice.
and it goes directly to my bank.
Do you even want that on your website then, since you've got the swipe machine?
Right. I mean, I would take that too. I mean, it depends what people, you know what I mean? Like, some people use Venmo, like, you know what I mean? It depends what it is. But on, like, on the website, I'd also like to say that I have, you know, I do accept credit card payments too.
Okay. Let's see. We note that, and I'm going to put you for a yes for the payment. Okay, and then let's, let me pop something in here real quick. I forgot to fill in a slot. Where did it go? There we are. Had to make sure I got the right thing in there. Friday at 6. I had to get your onboarding appointment in one other spot before I forgot to do it. Okay. And then, Harry, let's go ahead and set up. So we have a security question and answer system, because there are a lot of fakes out there, a lot of fake companies that say they're Google partners, and on and on and on.
Right.
And also, when we get you listed out to the directories, MapQuest, I believe, is one of the ones that's notorious for it. They will probably call you and offer you a subscription of some kind. What you need to know is we don't ever come back asking you for more money. And the whatever they offer you as far as subscriptions, they may tell you that you need to do it for your website or whatever. Just know you're free to accept or decline as you see fit. And either way, either decision has zero bearing on the work that we're doing. So don't let them talk you into something you don't want. But we've had just enough instances where our clients have thought that it was us calling, asking for money, and it wasn't us. So we set up a challenge and answer system. So honestly, even if we call, if I call you tomorrow and say, hey, Harry, it's Gail from Local Splash, I would ask me the challenge question, and if I can't give you the answer, then it's not me. So, and if it's us, we're not going to be offended. The only people that will be offended are the ones you don't want. So our options are mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
I'm just going to city where I was born in.
All right. And what city is that, please?
Brooklyn.
As in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let me get that in there. Perfect. It matched. Okay. That all looks good. I'm going to do one more skim through here, make sure I haven't missed anything. And we do need Google Business Profile. So what I'm going to do for your Google Business Profile is I'm going to tell them not to publish your physical street address. You're still going to show as a pin in the map in your neighborhood, but not on your house where somebody could drive there. We nor Google wants anybody to know all that. They just
Most businesses do that.
Yes, I couldn't even tell you the last one I set up that didn't use a home address. Google has no problem omitting it, so that's all right there. Checking a couple of other things here. Okay. Just making sure I haven't missed anything. All right, it looks good. Okay, I'm to the billing page already. We're moving right through this, Harry. Now, is the company name on this credit card also, or just your name?
I have a company credit card with that on there. You know, I should just use it because this is like a company thing.
It is kind of a company thing.
Right. So I can use it out of the start. Yeah.
A fresh, squeaky new one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I assume your phone number ending in 5118 is attached to that card also?
Yes. Yeah.
And then, oops, it didn't pull the suite number over. That rascal. What was that suite number again, Harry?
306.
Thank you, 306. Scranton, PA, 18503. Master, yes. Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa. So I'm hoping this thing's hooked up, but we'll find out right now. If not, I'll just get my regular one.
No problem. And I'm ready for those digits for your security. Okay. I mean, I'm alone, but you never know. I won't read it back to you. So if you could just give it to me in four-digit blocks, I can keep up.
Yep.
I'm ready.
404-0034.
Okay.
9200-7655.
Got it.
2398. And
perfect.
Then, the expiration is Mr. Assess. That's where I got my address on, but. it's 825.
825. I call it old people problems. I have those problems
too.
Yeah.
This happened a year and a half ago.
Oh. And then, the three-digit security code. That's where we're at.
345.
All right, got it. So I will send this through quick, and then I'll have two more emails on the way to you. One will breeze through, and I'll let you know when that's on the way.
Okay.
Oh, it says insufficient funds on that card.
Okay, so we'll just do my regular one then.
All right, so is that also Visa?
Yep. Where is it?
Okay.
One second. What the heck did I do? All right, gotcha. Yep, so this is 4430.
Okay.
4600.
Okay.
2816.
Yep.
5882.
All right. And expiration again, please.
Expiration on this card is 1122.
Okay. And the three-digit code.
Three-digit code on this one is 587.
All right. There we go. Get to the right spot. Whoops. I must have done something wrong. It says invalid card number. That would have been a typo on my end. Okay, let's try it, and it X's them out, so I'll have to have you read them all back to me, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I'm ready.
4430.
Okay.
4600.
Okay.
2816.
Okay.
5882.
With the last digit, a 2 or a 0?
A 2.
Okay. And then November of 22.
Yes.
And then 587, correct?
Yep.
Okay, let me try it again. I probably fumbled something. It's happened before. And now it looks like it's going. It's usually if it isn't going to work, it kicks it back right away. There we go. All right. Let me. So you'll have two emails on the way. The one we need is titled local/initial invoice. And I'm going to walk you through the clicks on that real quick because I have to read the darn thing to you anyway.
Okay.
So let me know when that gets there.
I just got an email, text.
Oh, hey, that'll work too. So if you open that up, there should be a click to accept button in there somewhere.
Oh, 1 second. Okay. You say it on my email or on a text message?
It should be coming both ways, actually.
Okay. It is local. It's talking about the splash thing on my email.
Okay. Is there about four sentences in, click here to accept the link?
Oh, it might be on the, my text message that I'm looking. Locals pushed. If you have any questions. What were you saying the email should say, or the text?
The email should say local splash initial invoice, and I am not sure what the text says. I'll tell you what, I might be able to shortcut this for us.
Oh, yeah, local splash initial invoice. It says click here, yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then if, when after you click, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Right.
And there's a checkbox, and then they'll ask you to type your name, capital letters, middle initial, just as it appears.
The head confirm signature?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then did it take you to a login screen?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you're in the right place. Let me make sure it updated on my end. Oh, come on, machine. I have a man that needs to be places. There we go. Okay. So now I'm going to do the reading part. It's a duplicate of what you just got. So this is our voice verification, and it's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It outlines the services that we're going to provide to you, and isn't the call is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Rush, the and symbol, Roll Brothers, painting, LLC, Rush and Roll Brothers Painting, LLC, yeah.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Harry J. Frey, the owner of the business.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes. So let me ask you this question real quick.
Yes.
Even if I didn't decide to go through the splash, like, does it matter if I did or I didn't right now at this point? I mean, because that sounds like it's a really cool thing, but I don't, you know what I mean?
The which part were you asking about?
The splash, like the separate, the phone number.
Oh, the app. No worries. So if you decide you don't want it, then no problem. Or even if you take it and then later decide you don't want it, you can drop it. So, yeah, no problem. No problem. Let's see. So your payment for the initial term and account setup are charged on today's date, October 26, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning in November 26th, your flat monthly rate is the $149, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 26th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Fantastic. Harry, you're all set. That was super quick. You're very welcome.
Good.
And I will call you on Friday for your onboarding call at 6 o'clock. And if you have any questions or anything in the meantime, don't hesitate to text me back, call me, whatever you need to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Harry. Bye-bye.